Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nurse Podcast. And today's episode is on turning your weekly planning into a ritual. I think that it's so important to view your weekly planning session with yourself, not just as another task on your to-do list, but as like this soul nourishing, like feel good ritual, and that it's a time to really reconnect with your goals, with your values, with what you really find important in your life and that you really want to prioritize. You're literally prioritizing your future self by scheduling in the things that you want to do. You know, I've talked about this before using the ABCs method. You are making time for yourself and the habits and the routines that you want to start doing or continue to do. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Okay, friend, before we get into it, can I ask you for a huge favor? Would you mind leaving a 5-star review for the podcast show? It would literally mean the world to me, and I would appreciate it so much. And it's such a great way to not only spread that kindness and that love, but also to help the show grow and for it to become visible to more and more people. And that way I can help more people as well. So I'm so excited, and I would really appreciate your support in that. Okay. So today's episode is on turning your weekly planning into a ritual. Again, not another task on your to-do list, but something that's really gonna just set the week for yourself, set you up for success, and prioritize the things that really matter to you. And making it fun, making it enjoyable, that way you can continue showing up every week to do it. And I think this can really just help you take every week, approach every week with intention and purpose. Okay, so the ritual aspect, there is so much magic in it. I mean, rituals have been a thing since like forever ago, right? Like it's been woven into like human culture for centuries, my friend, from like ancient ceremonies to modern day routines, right? And to me, they are a signal. It's a signal to my brain that something important is about to happen, and to really create this sense of purpose and focus. So a ritual that I've been implementing recently is going for a walk before sitting down and working on some of my tough tasks for the day when it comes to the podcast or business stuff, right? Because sometimes I feel like I have to get into the mindset of working on some challenging things, right? Things that I've never done before. And I kind of wanted to up my routine by creating this ritual right before doing the actual things. So again, for example, the ritual is going for like a 5 or even 10 minute walk, or longer if I want to, depending how I feel, without listening to anything and just really taking in, using all my senses and taking in everything on my walk, from the trees, the sound of the birds, the wind, people passing by, whatever. And it's really setting my mindset up for working on the things that I need to work on. And we need to do that as well for our weekly planning session, so we can continue planning out our weeks, living with intention and purpose, going after our goals by figuring out when we're going to do certain things, certain activities, habits, routines that are going to get us closer to where we want to go. And I feel like when we create this ritual around it, it can really just elevate that task, that mundane task, to like this sacred practice for yourself, like a time to really honor your priorities and your aspirations. So something I like to start off with first, and the way I started it off with my weekly planning session / ritual, is really creating a dedicated space for that weekly planning that we're going to do, right? It could be a cozy corner, a serene outdoor spot of yours. Maybe it's on your balcony or your patio, or even your favorite chair with your warm cup of coffee or tea. Anywhere that you feel like this is where you want to continue this ritual for your weekly planning. I also encourage you to really personalize this space, right? With items or things that really inspire you. This could be a vision board. This can be motivational quotes on your wall, or plants, or even candles, right? For me, my living room is my space. That is where I do my weekly planning. That is where I meditate. That is where I read. That is where I journal. And it is like it's my go-to spot. Sometimes I take it outdoors or to a coffee shop, library, whatever, but that is like my usual go-to spot, right? And in my living room, I have been very intentional with what I buy and put in that room. And for example, I have this Himalayan lamp that's on the floor. I have my floor pillow. I have my bamboo floor desk, which is super cute, and I love journaling on there and planning on my week there. I either turn on my diffuser or I light a candle. Really just depends on the mood. And I've got my TV there, so I'll play like some Spotify music. I'll put some like high frequency or feel good music without words, because then I get distracted. But, I start singing and dancing. So usually I just kind of put on some like lo-fi music or some music without words in the background. And my next thing that I do want to get that I'm super excited for, but I'm trying to do my research because I'm new to owning plants. So I really want to buy a snake plant for my living room or some other plant that's easy to maintain. So that is coming soon. I'm really excited for that. I feel like adding that plant to that living room is really going to just add that extra coziness and freshness to my space. Now, another thing too, which kind of just ties in with everything that I've already mentioned, is really engaging your senses to really enhance that experience with your ritual, right? Your weekly planning ritual. And this can go with anything else, maybe your nighttime routine or your morning routine or your money date ritual, whatever. My next tip here for you is just to really make it fun and make it yours. So maybe you want to do a little devotional reading before planning out your week, or say some mantras, or you want to meditate or do some deep breathing, have some music of your choice. If you want, you can take it outside or to a coffee shop. Sometimes I love going to trying out different coffee shops and doing my weekly planning there. It's whatever you feel like would be the best ritual for you, right? Whatever makes sense for you, whatever feels good for you, whatever is going to make it fun and really going to help you just get back to it every week, come back to it every week, to continue living with intention and with purpose, and to continue staying on track with your habits and your routines. And if you have a significant other, this might be something fun to do with them. Maybe starting this ritual with them and using it as like a quality time. Just a little tip there. Take it or leave it, up to you. But I just really encourage you to just embrace this weekly planning as a sacred ritual. Again, this can be your time. This can be your time to honor your priorities and your intentions for the week. And again, it doesn't have to be like an hour-long planning session. Maybe it's 30 minutes. Maybe it's 20 minutes, right? Starting off with 5 or 10 minutes of trying to plan out your week, just get started and continue that habit every week and continue to show up for yourself. Continue to really have that time for yourself, again, to prioritize your goals, your aspirations, like your habits and your routines. And remember, Small, consistent actions really add up in the long term, right? In the long run, and lead to huge results and big transformation. So I encourage you to turn your weekly planning into a ritual, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a quickie, but it's really simple. Just some quick things. Choose a dedicated area for your weekly planning. Really try to engage all your senses by having like a diffuser, a candle, having a clean space, maybe having your favorite drink, right? And really being intentional with the things around your weekly planning ritual that are really going to inspire you or really get you into that mindset of planning out your week. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, if this really brought you so much value and you really enjoyed it, please, please share it with a friend of yours. It would mean the world to me. Until next time, friend. All right, friend. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.